Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, August the 31st, 2015, More Success Team Legal Shield conference call. Well, to get things kicked off with a bang tonight, I want to go straight to Kyle, Texas, and to Silver Executive Directors Manley and Barbara Wilson, who are really excited about how their Legal Shield business is exploding. Barbara, Manley, are you guys on?
We are. Can you hear us okay?
I can hear you great. I know you guys shared a lot of exciting news with us today, and we wanted you to sort of share it with the team.
All right.
Well, you know what, Randy, we're so super excited about being in this business. First of all, we've been in a little over 7.5 years, and we noticed, actually I got a call from Jeremy, I'd already noticed it, but we've already made more this year than we made the whole 12 months last year, and we're just finishing up August, first day of September. So we're, you know what I've noticed over the little over seven and a half years that we came into this business, that this income keeps going up whether you want it to or not, and that's probably a good thing to have, isn't it? That your income just keeps going up, because that certainly wasn't that way in corporate America. You know, 7.5 years ago, some of y'all, and most of you probably know my story, but I was working 60, 65 hours as a loan officer, and, you know, this incredible service came along, which just made sense, and then the opportunity, I knew there were hundreds and hundreds of people in my circle of influence that I knew could use this, so I just started going out and telling people about that and just sharing information, basically, not selling it, but sharing it. And over that period of 7.5 years, we've been able to be an incredible team. There's been a lot of people that were been able to walk away from their jobs as well, like Barbara and I did, and it's just been a blessing. And with your mentorship, Randy and Jeremy and Ken, we couldn't have done it without you and all the team members that are on this call tonight that have all played a part in our success. And we truly feel that we're in a family that will always have you. You guys are our true friends, each and every one of you. It's kind of funny, as you're in this business, the friends you think you have kind of fall away as success starts mounting for you. But your true friends stick around, and that's what we found to have here in Legal Shield. And we're super excited. We're pushing on towards that $100,000 ring, and want to make that one of our goals. But we're just super excited about our team, because we certainly couldn't have done it without each and every one of them. They've all played a part in that, obviously. I know we were looking the other day. I think 85% of our yearly income now is off of the overrides and the residual income, and that truly says a whole lot for what this company stands for. So I'm going to hand the phone over to my lovely wife here, and she'll say a few words, and we'll turn it back to you. Thank you, Randy.
You're welcome.
Thank y'all so much for having us on the call. It's quite an honor for us, because we know that we're just in the beginning stages of our growth with this company, and we're so excited. We're very humbled by the whole thing, because we know that the company gives us opportunities for personal growth, and they have allowed us to do so many things to make that happen for us, is for us to grow as Legal Shield associates, as people, as Christians. It's all out there for us to do, and it makes us want to be better people, just being associated with all of you guys, because we see what you go through every day to make this okay for us and make it. We're so blessed. I feel, I was telling Jeremy a couple of weeks ago how ethereal this all feels, because it's not about us anymore. It's about our team, and they believe, their belief growing every week, and it's just what you hope it will be. And it's so interesting, because we all know, oh, yeah, that's the way it works. That's the way it works. It's those 10 core commitments, and we kind of act like that's not a big deal. It's such a big deal. It is the deal. Those 10 core commitments, that personal growth, that commitment to the company, that it's all in being committed to our team, and we love our team so much. They keep loving us, and we don't deserve it, but we sure love them. And, oh, my gosh, we're just so glad to be here. We want to be as good of people as all of the leaders that are on this call, and we just want y'all to be proud of us, and we're going to keep working. We want that $100,000 ring, not just for the money, but for the acknowledgement that we deserve it, that we've earned it and we've worked for it. I'll turn it back over to you, and we love you so much, and thanks for letting us be on the call.
Well, you deserve to be on the call. We're so very proud of you guys. You're just great leaders. You've already exceeded your income and the production that you had for all of last year. This year, you still got a third of the year to go, so you're well on your way to getting in that ring, and nobody will be happier when you cross that stage than we will. So thank you guys for being on. We're very, very proud of you. Keep up the good work, and finish strong, okay? All right, now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go back to Ada, Oklahoma. Of course, he is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 executive director, a $500,000 ring earner who continues to lead our team now after over three decades, and that's none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Are you on, Mr. Moore?
Yes, I am, Randy, and I'd like to say that I was kidding with you and David earlier, but it was a real pleasure to have some downtime with you and David today. It was a real, real treat. And Randy, you know, I'm so proud of Barbara and Manly, but we got a lot of other people that's coming right along too. Our team is absolutely burning it up. Had another absolutely great, great month. And as you know, Randy, last Friday I had maybe about a two-hour meeting with Mr. Jeff Bell. Had some issues that everybody that doesn't know, his wife is now in Ada, Oklahoma. She got in yesterday. They're going to be living in the penthouse, so they get them a home because they're just country folks too, even though he'd been with IBM and every place, and his wife wanted to be sure she found a place where she could have a horse. So I think that's pretty exciting, but they are be living, so I'll be having a meeting with him at least average once a week now, and so I think that will help our team a very whole lot. But Randy, tonight, there's a young man on the phone I'm going to introduce in a minute that I've noticed over the last few years that has gradually really, really earned my respect. He's one of the hardest workers, greatest motivators we got on the team today. He's out there not only building the dream, he's living the dream, but he's helping other people live the dream. He's building a business while he's at it. He's a bronze executive director, $100,000 ring earner. He's always consistent in the Performance Club and Power 20, and most of all, he's a great family man and he serves God. Your friend, my friend, and fellow team member, Mr. Brandon Samiego.
Well, thank you, Mr. Moore. Can you hear me okay, sir?
I hear you playing. I hope I didn't pronounce your name too bad.
No, you did amazing, sir, and thank you so very much for those kind words. You know, my wife and our two daughters truly appreciate you, sir, and the entire Moore family, because if it wasn't for you, sir, none of us would be here. And it's just such a great honor and privilege to be able to get a call from you on a regular basis, just checking in with us and, you know, sharing positive quotes and funny jokes with us. And my wife and I were just talking about every year during Christmas time getting the delicious ham that you send us from Oklahoma. We honor you, sir. We appreciate, we respect you and the Moore family so very much, you know, from the bottom of our heart. You know, one thing my wife and I were always taught early on in life is never take leadership for granted. And that's really the first nugget that I want to give every single one of you tonight, as I'm humbled and honored to be on tonight's call. But never take leadership for granted, because the day we take leadership for granted is the day we're done. Our income stops overnight, and it's so easy to take upline support and sideline and local marketplace leaders, regional managers, regional vice presidents, or now network vice presidents, and you know CEOs. And it's easy to take folks for granted because maybe we're stressed out, or maybe there's something that's not going right in our life and our business, and we just don't want to do that because our income will stop overnight, sir. So we appreciate you guys never taking your leadership for granted, never will, and we're just honored to be part of the Moore Success family. It's just one of the many, many six-figure income earners in the world of Legal Shield. And, you know, I just want to start off with my story, because stories are everything. As you all know, facts tell, stories sell. And, you know, my one goal is just to hopefully allow all of you to walk away with at least one boulder tonight that you can apply to your business so you can become more valuable in the marketplace, because obviously our income is determined by the amount of value we bring to the people and to the organization. I've never been in this profession of network marketing, direct sales. I did everything my parents taught me to do, like many of you guys out there, as far as go to school, get the good grades, go out there and get the good job. Found myself in the mortgage industry. I used to work for one of the largest mortgage companies in the world, a company by the name of AmeriQuest Mortgage. I worked at the corporate office down here in Southern California. I was an underwriting supervisor for them, great income, many hours in the mortgage industry. That was during the good times. five, 6 days a week. You know, my wife, we had the blessing for her to be a stay-at-home mother to our beautiful daughter, Belle. Now we have two beautiful daughters, Isabel and Jasmine. And thought really we made it, really, because it's just all we knew. You know, we just didn't know what we just didn't know. And back in '07, '08, AmeriQuest Mortgage laid off over 20,000 of us. It was the first subprime mortgage company really just to go out, then followed Countrywide and Option One, everybody else out there. Long story short, at that moment I realized, being in the parking lot, being escorted out by security guards, that I no longer had an income. Now, I started in the mortgage industry very early, didn't finish college, a little bit of college, but you know, they were paying us well, and we worked hard, and so they paid us well. At least in the corporate structure they did. It's completely different now. Being an entrepreneur working with Legal Shield, it's a whole different lifestyle now, a whole different income. But I realized at that moment, wow, I don't know what I'm going to do. I called my wife, and just didn't know what we were going to do. It was devastating. And we realized that at that time in our life, it was devastating, because we had all of our eggs in one basket. 100% of our income came from 100% of what we did. In other words, if we went to work at AmeriQuest, we got paid. If we didn't go to work because we got sick, got laid off, got fired, whatever it may be, retired, we didn't get paid. And that's the moment that really changed everything for my wife and I. Played the resume game for quite a while, got to a point, back was fully against the wall, just nights of just wanting to go to bed, didn't want to face life and reality and daylight. Because when you're a father and you're a husband and you're taught to take care of your children, take care of your wife, and you can't do so, and you had a great, decent income at one time, and you no longer can provide for them, and you're now living with your mother-in-law, you know, it's part of my French, it's hell. And at that point, I realized, never again will I allow 100% of my income come from 100% of what I do. I've got to find something that has leverage. I got to find something that has residual income. Got to find something that's just not about my wife and I. Got to a point, family, that you know, I was begging the grocery stores to hire me. I would have cleaned their floors, their dirty floors or toilets, just to make whatever minimum wage was, just for something, just because what you got. I had to do as a man, as a father, and really the power of prayer was answered when my mother-in-law's friend picked up the phone, called my wife, and invited us over to her house for a barbecue, let our daughter swim with her kids, and she was doing a PBR. She showed us the DVD. She simply said, you know, I got something I want to show you guys. I'm working on a project. I need your help. I need a big favor, blah, 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 blah. Showed us the DVD, and at that point, you know, I was very skeptical still, went out to a live event, got started. Really, ever since then, things have changed forever. Even though we were so mentally messed up in the head, you know, with philosophies, and, you know, as you all know, our philosophies control our attitude, and both our philosophies and attitude were a disaster. It truly was. It was about 9 months we were in Legal Shield at the time, prepaid legal, and didn't do anything, didn't even open up our package. But it was our team event that Mr. Chris Hughes put on in Utah that really allowed us to open up eyes a little bit more. We saw the former Attorney General of Utah and Mr. Hughes and all these amazing mentors. It wasn't a big room, but it was magical for my wife and I and our daughter, because we were so stressed out in life. We were so just, life was turned upside down. I lost faith in the corporate world. I lost faith in how can a company that's doing billions of dollars a month lay off 20,000 of us and just wipe us all out and not really have any shame for doing so, not even though we have families. And, you know, allow Legal Shield, a prepaid legal, to open up our eyes at least 80%. Now, once again, we did nothing for 9 months, but it was that team event that allowed us to be relaxed, that got us 2 months later to Las Vegas International Conference, which was the big event. And let me tell you, folks, when I witnessed that, my wife and I witnessed that, fast forward, we came back, we were sold. Came back, had a very successful month. I think we did over $5,000, close to $7,000 that month. Decided to go executive director, hit executive director many, many years ago, and have never fallen out as executive director. I'll say this to impress any of you, just press upon. You have so many mentors on the line right now. You know, we're babies on the line compared to most of you guys on the line. Have hit the highest level of platinum executive director a few times, got our $100,000 ring in about 33 months with the company. And I say that all humbly. I say that to say that Legal Shield has been just an incredible vehicle. You know, my wife and I, we've been stay-home parents now for the last nine plus years, and we have to raise our daughters. You know, not MTV, not daycare. Our daughters, they don't know anything different besides just working from home. Now, do we work hard? Oh, absolutely work hard. And I don't say to them, you know, I put through another 15 personal memberships today, and we write 20, 30 memberships a month, and I don't say to impress you at all either, just to press upon you that we work hard, and we have from day one. But to be able to, you know, be in an industry that I didn't even believe in, that I thought I was so skeptical about, of network marketing and direct sales, to be able to now being able to buy our dream home back in 2009, because of Legal Shield, we purchased a 5-acre horse ranch, you know, a beautiful home, a 4,000 square foot home in Southern California, and just to be able to have horses and have our kids been riding since day one and riding the quads, just an amazing lifestyle because of this quote-unquote little work-from-home, home-based business company called Legal Shield. And obviously I say that because this is a multi-billion-dollar profession. Now, a couple things that I'm going to talk about, folks, is I'm going to go through, number one, why did I lack belief in this? Why was I not confident in what I was doing? Well, number one, just take note of this. I don't have time to go in details. Number one, I didn't believe in the industry that I was part of. And we have to understand it's an industry that last year did over $181 billion, outperformed the music industry, the NFL, the organic industry. It's called network marketing. Number two, I didn't believe in the company. Well, folks, guys, I'm not going to talk about, I mean, we know what Mr. Stonecipher has done and the Moore family and everybody. I heard Mr. Penson on the line. I mean, just legends on the line, obviously, now with the new leadership. I mean, just guys, the company, we can go days about the company, but that's number two. Number three, didn't believe in the product. Well, I'm going to be talking about how to hold an incredible retention in our number one lead generating source in just a second, which is based off utilization of the product. I didn't believe in it because I didn't use it, and that's my fault. Number three is the compensation plan. Didn't understand truly what advanced commission was. He didn't understand truly, and I understood advanced commission because the insurance industry, and that's my background as well, obviously, but didn't truly understand the advanced commission with Legal Shield, the passive override, the residual renewal income, which a lot of people get confused with, you know, bonuses. And last but not least, didn't understand the power of a system. And didn't realize that it's not the 18-year-olds that allows McDonald's to do billions and billions of dollars. It's a system, and it's the same thing with Legal Shield. So not going to get into all that, but that's once I understood that and I studied those areas, we became sold out on what we were doing. Now, one topic that I do want to talk about, and this is where I hope to give you guys some boulders. People ask me, what's our number one lead generating source? And I can do a whole training, guys and family, on, you know, dropping fishing lines in every area of prospecting, from, you know, mastering your skills with a 3-foot rule, and mastering your craft with, you know, booths, and mastering your craft with meetup groups, and mastering your craft with chambers, and mastering your craft with leads. If you do that, or mastering your craft, I mean, there's so many ways of prospecting, which is outside of personal development, self-development, leadership, you know, just growing our minds. Prospecting is the name of the game. It's the number one thing we should be doing, is staying in phase one activity, which is prospecting. But you know, and we've met many folks that have became executives in all those areas, and meetup groups, and chambers, and 3-foot rule, and leads, and you name it. But the number one lead generating source for my wife and I is our happy clients, is our happy members. And so what I want to talk about is really the power of utilization. See, we are in the profession that we must provide value to the people, and if we don't, this membership will be looked at as an expense and a burden and not a blessing. And so what I realized, that it took me the first few years to figure this out, fighting retention, you know, obviously having the, you know, car bonus and all that from day one and blah blah blah, but fighting the company average here and there, not falling like way below average or anything, but not staying at like not like staying at the 75%, or, you know, members canceling here and there, and it's not their fault, it's 100% my fault, because I was an amateur, you know, I was a poser, as they call it, or an amateur in the profession. I wasn't a professional. See, I used to, number one, oversell the product. Number two, I would expect them to call the company and get their membership number and call the law firm and da-da-da-da, and I realized that no wonder why members are canceling. And so my boulder for you guys is to write this down. If you want to hold an 85%, 90% retention and above, of and receive 10 to 15, 20 referrals a month, and let that be your number one way that you generate leads, you generate memberships, you generate recruits. Write this down. First thing we want to do is never oversell the product. I know I'm preaching the choir. That's why we use third-party tools. Number two, every time we write a member up, I used to be an amateur and let them walk away with their pink copy, and that's not tangible. There's buyer's remorse there. Now we got to make sure that they walk away with the temporary membership kits and everything in it that they need, it's tangible now. And the next area is really the power of 72 hours. And 72 hours, my goal, and I challenge all of you to make this your goal, but really front load the value in our product. Now, it's so important that we all must slow down to speed up in Legal Shield. See, what's not impressive is someone recruiting 50 million people. And that's not impressive. Or even marketing 50 million members, that's not impressive. What's impressive is making sure that our members are actually keeping it and they actually truly see value in the product. And so what do we do in 72 hours? Well, number one, folks, we want to make sure we're walking every single member through their LegalShield.com back office. You know, help them create an account. Show them all the value that they have. Show them, and I always give every one of my members 4 homework assignments that we do together. I don't care if it's an individual, a group, I don't care. I won't write a membership if I'm not going to do this to these individuals. But I have them watch the 13.5-minute Leslie Fisher Last Will and Testament video on how to fill out their will. And they're watching the video and they're understanding as they're going over it with their will questionnaire. Number two, I show them how to, you know, access all their online legal forms and see the, you know, the forms that LegalZoom charges a fortune for and we give for free. Show them how to print out their healthcare directive and all the great value that they have with this member. Number three, and I'm not going to go into detail, guys, because I'm running out of time, but show them all the online, the legal law library where they can, if they have a question, there's so many videos right there, and I have them watch 3-4 videos because I want to provide what? Value in their business, in their life. That's homework assignment number three. Number four is I go up to the resource section, have them drop down the box, members benefits, and have them go through all the amazing discounts, over $2,300 in savings. Teach them how to save more money by using these discounts through Legal Shield than actually cost for their monthly membership. And then, of course, guys from there and ladies, as we go through the identity theft. Now, of course, if it's online, it's activated. If it's through a paper app, you got to help them activate it. But help them activate that. Let them go through it and add to their safeguard for minors and all their DMV and, you know, all that information and trigger that information for them. Why is that so important? Because it's about providing value. If we're paying for something that we don't have a clue about, it's not a blessing. It's a burden. It's expense. Goodbye. I'm letting this thing go. But when they have gone through these areas, on top of that, folks, what else do we do in 72 hours? Well, very important. We teach them how to create questions and call a law firm. I used to expect them to call a law firm. Here's the number, call a law firm. Did they do that? No. You know, here's the lumber, here's this, here's the, did they call a law firm? Did they? No, they don't do that, guys. It just doesn't work like that. But what we do now is we help them create those questions in 72 hours. And we help them ask the question the same format every single way, as in, I need legal advice on .. I need legal advice on .. Not I need help with this, or, you know, pick up the phone and go blah, 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 and they get a blah, blah, blah answer, and they think, oh, this doesn't work. It's I need legal advice on .. I help them create a couple questions, you know, let them talk to a tax attorney. I need legal advice on, I'm a W-2, but I'm a 1098 with Legal Shield. What are some tax deductions? Or I need legal advice on this contract. We help them pull a contract. I need legal advice. What's the difference between a will and a trust? And I help them create 3 to 4 to 5 questions within the first 72 hours because it's about providing value. You know, we must slow down to speed up. I want our members, we all want our members within the first 72 hours to think back and think, wow, holy moly, I've watched this Last One Testament for 13.5 minutes. I know how to fill out my will. I looked at these online legal forms. I filled out my health care directive. I watched these videos. I activate all my identity theft. Then from there, I called and I talked. I had a tax attorney call me back in 8 business hours. I had a state planning attorney call me back in 8 business hours. I had a contract attorney call me back in 8 business hours. I had a liability. So now I just got 5 calls back from 5 different attorneys. It would have cost me thousands of dollars. You know what? I have gained tremendous amount of value. And I say that a lot, folks, because it's all about the value. But guess what? We don't stop there, because in 5 to 7 days, guess what we do now? Well, we know that their package arrives to them. That's right. Their membership cards. And most people, their membership cards are collecting dust on their desks. No, no, no. We got to make sure they open up the package and they pull out the cards and they put it in his wallet and put it in her wallet. And they have that tangible card, and because life without the card, we help them download the application immediately. Matter of fact, I do that, just a little tip, I do that as I'm presenting, before they're even signed up, before I even presented Legal Shield Family, I have them pull out their phone and download their app. Why? Because it's always about assuming the sale. Always about assuming the sale, and that app is absolutely tangible. And so within 5 to 7 days, now they have their cards. Well, guess what, folks? We press them. We pounce on them until they get that will done. We need to help every member, hate us now, love us later, but we need to help every member get their will done in their health care directive in their first 30 days. Let me tell you, folks, I know the state of California, it's a $1,500 document. If you're married like I am, that's $3,000 document, and obviously updated once you at no additional cost, and we just got it done in 30 days. Give me a break. Talk about tremendous amount of value. And so I'm wrapping up with this, folks. Why did I talk about this tonight? Because it's our number one lead generating source, and I hope it becomes your number one lead generating source as well. That's going to convert. That's going to do one of two things. Number one, you just turned a member into a recruit because they fell in love with the product. Number two, if they're just so not about the business, hey, that's okay. Guess what? Every member that's happy, I get 2 to 3 referrals from them every single month. I could pick up the phone and ask them for 2 to 3 names on the spot, and they're going to give it to me, and they're not going to repel. They're not going to reject me. Because why? Because I provided value in their life for less than $1 a day, for less than $1 a day. So think about all the happy clients you have. You write 3 a month, 4, 5, 6, whatever. Guess what? You know, I put in 15 memberships today. Well, and I also said to impress you guys that I'll just press upon you. That'll be 25 memberships for the month for my wife and I. Well, guess what? What that means to us? We're going to get, it's called the Power One. We're going to get one referral from these, every one of them, at least one. So 1st of September, guess what? I'm going to write another 25 memberships because I'm going to get one referral from all 25 of these. And that's just not these guys. That's every member going forward. Maybe you made a mistake like I did your first couple of years. Successful people take responsibility. We just go back, we tell them to apologize, we messed up. There's a lot of great information, and start over with them. And you'll be amazed what that will do for your business. Number one, you'll maximize the residual income, the renewal income, because you'll be above an 85%, which you're going to maximize renewal. And that's why we're in this business, guys and ladies. Number two, you're going to never, ever worry about fighting retention and falling below company average and missing trips and missing car bonus and blah, blah, blah. Number three, your income is going to be phenomenal up front, back end. I mean, you're just going to be looked at as a professional. It's just everything is going to work in favor of you folks, all because we need to slow down to speed up. And if we're out there truly treating this business. Now, you may be, even if you're sliver time, this is not just for part-time. If we are going to market a membership or recruit somebody, let's do it right, and let's service them, and you'll be amazed at what happens. So hopefully this has been valuable for you guys. Hopefully I was able to help at least one of you with the information tonight to apply to your business so it can take your family's income to the next level, your organization next level. And of course, Mr. All the Moore family, we appreciate, respect, love you guys all so very much. And I hopefully I didn't go over. I got to jump on a webinar in just a moment as well. So we appreciate you guys, and look forward to seeing some of you in Florida in 2 weeks. So Mr. Moore, what an honor to be on the line, sir, with you guys, and I'll hand the call back to you, sir.
We do appreciate so very much the valuable information and enthusiasm we feel when you talk. Thank you for being on our team, and I think Randy will probably want to say a few words. Thank you, my friend. Randy?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me okay, Brandon?
Yes, sir. Yes, I can hear you, gentlemen.
Listen, I just want to let you know how much we appreciate you and Emily and the job that you're doing out there in California, leading our team, our expansion of our team, and, of course, Legal Shield throughout North America. You're doing an outstanding job. We always get great reviews. We get great feedback from everybody, from the CEO of the company on down. So thank you so much. for the job that you're doing out there and the way you handle yourself. It does not go unnoticed, and we just want to let you know we do appreciate everything that you're doing.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
All right, Mr. Moore, I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, Randy, you know, first of all, I say, didn't say earlier, that I've already booked Mr. Jeff Bell to start the year 2016 off. So the first call we have in 2016, Mr. Jeff Bell will be our guest speaker. I like to plan those things ahead of time. You know, Mr. Stonesopper used to always be, and Mr. Bell said he would be glad to take up the banner. So I want to say thank you for that. What a great call tonight. Wonderful call. But, you know, now then, we've heard the call. We're enthused. We're excited. But when we get up tomorrow, we got to have activity. We got to go out there. We have to make it happen, Randy. So let's just keep putting God first and family second, Legal Shield third. Keep the family going. God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone.